Travelling to Africa can be an amazing adventure, but it does come with a few risks. So how can you ensure you're safe when you're holidaying there? Jenny Bowen is from Sense Africa.
The first thing I'd say, you've got to go with a reputable tour operator or travel agent. That is one of the key things, because there are people out there who do have a little bit of a Mickey Mouse organisation. So it is good to find somebody that you trust, somebody that you like, and somebody who's going to be accessible for you throughout the duration before you even go away. What I would recommend is actually going to go and see them, or they make sure they come and see you, which is something that, you know, a lot of people will do, is go and visit you in your home and go through your personalised itinerary. So I certainly would recommend that. Secondly, I would just look to see how many trips they've done, what sort of insurance they have in place, and most importantly, I would say, to see whether they're at all bonded. So that means that they are covered by the Civil Aviation Authority, will prevent, if they go bust, that you're stuck overseas, which is what has happened recently on a number of organisations. So being at all bonded, looking for that, means that they are probably reputable, and also they're very serious about the business that they're in.
That's as you book then. What about before you leave and once you get there?
Before you leave, you need to just make sure that, you know, flights and everything are all secure, and that will be done by your travel operator. Just to make sure that who's going to be there meeting you at the airport. More often than not, it is the guide who's going to be going with you. It may be somebody who you've already met who'll be accompanying you. Just make sure that your guides are well known and they know what they're talking about. And that's the most important thing, is to go out there knowing that you're in safe hands and you can have a fantastic holiday, relax, not have to worry about anything.
When you're actually travelling around, are there certain things that you should do in order to ensure that you are safe, even if you are with a very good guide?
Yes, there are. Well, I would always say, make sure you've always got water on you at all times, especially if you're going into the really hotter areas, because, you know, if the vehicle does break down, then you've, at least you've got a bottle of water on you. Also, I'd say about seat belts, and that's a big thing. The most important thing from a risk assessment point of view, from any company, the highest risk will actually be the travel, and it'll be travel not in a reserve, it'll be travelling on the African roads between reserves. So just ensure you've got a decent vehicle and something that's not stuck together by gaffer tape, which can often happen.
Is it likely that you might do something that might offend somebody, which then might cause you to get into some kind of problems?
More often than not, no, because it's pretty obvious that you're a tourist and you're out there sort of wanting to learn about the culture. But just little things like not giving money or sweets to begging children. There's a big thing in Africa at the moment. They want to try and stop the begging. They want to stop this, you know, Africa holding their hands out. They want to be able to go to school, to learn and to actually be self-sufficient. So if you're wanting to tip, then have a look and ask your guide and they will tip appropriately. But please don't give to people begging on the side. The other thing I would also say is about when you're taking a picture and you wanted to take a picture of one of the local people, just ask them. They're more than happy, but it may be that they believe that their soul will get taken away. So just make sure you ask your guide before you take a picture, because that could cause an awful lot of offence.
And is it generally a safe country in terms of, you know, getting mugged or raped or anything horrible like that? Or is that really not going
to
happen?
No, it's unlikely to happen. It depends on where you go. We know where to go in the UK and where not to go and what not to do. So you don't go to certain areas, probably even in London. You don't go walking around at night with your camera and your mobile phone and everything hanging out, because that's just asking for trouble. And there are places like that in Africa as well. But on the whole, where the more touristy or even the non-touristy places, you will generally be safe, but you just need to take the advice of your guide who's with you.
And finally, what about mosquitoes? I know that you often get provided with nets. Are they a good thing to do and are they easy to use?
Yes, mosquito nets always provide a little bit of amusement factor for myself and probably from a lot of other guides. More often than not, in the more open lodges where they have stone walls that are probably about 3 foot high or a metre high, and it'll be open to the African bush. So you'll have your bed in the middle of this beautiful sort of stone house with a thatched roof. There'll be the bed there and there'll be no walls. So means that animals, small animals and mosquitoes and everything can fly in. So what you'll have above you is this massive mosquito net. It's a bit like looking into a bridal suite, where you'll have the mosquito net above you, and then at night people will come in, or you will have to pull down the mosquito net and tuck it in under the mattress, so it's like a little tent. What I would say, one of my top tips, is to actually spray insect repellent inside the mosquito net before you go to supper, So that if there are any critters in there, then they're all going to get killed by that. So when you come back, A, you're not going to be choked to death by having a load of insect repellent in there, but B, also there won't be anything alive with you at night. So it just provides a little bit of safety. It's also great because you just know nothing else is going to get into you, and you can really truly experience being out in the bush and watching the animals walk past your bed at night and not be worried about things crawling in. Because a lot of people are worried about things such as lizards, snakes. You'll be very lucky to see a snake, or unlucky, depending on how you feel about snakes. They're very, very timid creatures. If you're walking around and there's a snake in the vicinity, it will move away. They're very non-confrontational animals.
That's Jenny Bowen from Sense Africa.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.